I'm Faith Middleton, and this show is about the richness of life. We're going to talk about artists working in their studios. Thanks for listening in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. What are artists doing all around us right now in city buildings, on country roads? This call-in is straight from the studio, from yours to ours in New Haven. If you're an artist, call us now from your studio and tell us what you're working on or planning to work on. Our number is 203-776-9677. Easy way to remember, 203-776-WNPR. And here is something really fun. I can't wait to do this. We decided we're going to do a pop-up gallery. We don't care what medium you use. Our fun idea is if you tweet me right now, a piece of your work, then we will retweet it to everyone. That's a considerable audience. So that's Faith WNPR, F-A-I-T-H W-N-P-R. And we'll have a pop-up gallery. This is all interesting because we all wonder how you artists do what you do. And so here's a chance for all of us to find out. 203-776-WNPR. You know, what is it like to start fresh, to begin something? Is it planned out? Do you let your unconscious lead the way? We've got a lot of calls already. And the line's clear quickly, so we'll keep telling you the number. And again, you can tweet us a piece of your work at Faith WNPR. Dina, welcome to the show.
Hi, Faith.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Dina. So where are you? Where's your studio?
I live in East Berlin, Connecticut.
Okay. And what are you doing in your studio right now?
Right now I'm working on a panel for a, I think it's a nonprofit organization in Vermont that my cousin is hooked up with, and they're asking artists to submit work for climate change. So I am an animal artist, and I decided I was going to paint a scene. They wanted to see what kind of ideas artists would have to come up with ideas for climate change, maybe. I didn't want to do something negative, so since I'm an animal artist, I decided to take endangered animals and put them on an ark and have them getting off of the ark on an island, which was, there's a sign that says no humans. So,
what are you using? Using oil or acrylics?
I use acrylic. It's pretty fast to dry, and I've been using it for a while.
And then, what will you do when you finish that? What happens? Do you drive it up there, or?
My cousin lives up in Vermont. I might drive it up because it's such a close ride, and I really love going up to Vermont. So I kind of do that for fun.
And wouldn't it be fun to see how your work fits in with all the other pieces?
I'm interested to see all the work. And
yeah, me too. Well, you know, if you've got a camera there, a digital camera, tweet us a shot of this. I'd like to see this. I'm curious.
Okay.
It's Faith.
I don't have a Twitter account, though. I go on Facebook. Is there another?
We figured out just before the show the easiest way to have a pop-up gallery and to retweet the work of artists was on Twitter. So maybe if a friend comes by who can tweet, you know, in the next couple of days, do it.
Okay,
send
very
it along.
Good. Yeah,
okay.
I'm a little outdated when it comes to all that social media.
I know. All right, well, thanks.
Okay.
Good luck to you. You're so nice to call.
Thank you so
okay.
much, and good luck with the show today.
Thank you. All right, thanks. Dina. Bye-bye. Okay, who have we got coming up? We're doing a pop-up gallery. We're going to retweet your artist pictures, and we are doing, just kind of diving in as a virtual tour. It's our version of Open Studios. Marissa, Faith Middleton, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Kevin.
What are you doing, Marissa?
Hi, I'm an oil painter, and right now I'm working on just emphasizing mark making.
Wait a minute. Where's your studio? In what
town? Sorry. My studio is in New Haven, Connecticut.
Okay. You're in a city building?
No, I actually work out of my bedroom.
You do? Okay. Well, I mean, sometimes you have to, right?
Yeah. It's kind of budget.
It's a lot less, it's a lot less expensive that way. So mm-hmm. you're off in the corner of the bedroom. And what are you working on?
I'm working on just emphasizing mark making, like any kind of marks I want to make on the canvas, and then emphasizing them with color and shading and creating abstract shapes.
And are you using colored pencils, crayons? What's your?
I use oil paint.
Oh, huh. Interesting. So when you say mark making, you mean you just feel these are abstractions and you feel free to do anything you want?
Yeah, essentially. So I noticed throughout my experience in college, I thought way too hard about it and I planned out everything and it ended up being more stressful than it was freeing. So I decided to just kind of make whatever marks my hand wanted to make and just enjoy the process.
Well, how did you transfer? That is fantastic that you were able to do that. And so smart of what was blocking you about that, you know. And so how did somebody say that to you? You know, you're probably freezing up, you know, mm-hmm. or did you just figure it out on your own?
I just kind of figured it out on my own. I realized that what I was doing wasn't fun anymore.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't filled with passion anymore. And I feel like when you look at a painting and someone was really passionate while they were making it, you can feel that. And that's what makes art great for me.
Do you feel like you can? Yeah. Can you see it in your mind's eye once you start making the marks? Does an image then come into your imagination, or are you as surprised as anybody about what's going on the paper?
I think it's half and half. I definitely get some, you know, intuitive flares that are great ideas and write them down. But then when I go back once it's dry, I usually end up doing something different. And that's what I love about oil paint is it makes you think because it takes time to dry. You can't just go in and do everything at once.
Well, I was thinking of, what is it, Hodgkins. What is his first name? I can't remember. Is it John?
Maybe.
I guess my favorite contemporary artist, and they had his work over at the British Art Center, and I just almost fell over because he works on canvases for, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. He puts down a layer of different shapes and colors, and then he comes back to it, and once it's all dry and he's had time to kind of take it in, and then he adds another layer, and then he goes on. And I think to myself, what an amazing way to do
something. I feel the same way, definitely. I love layers because they tell such a wonderful story of the experience of the painter. And there are so many layers that we don't get to see. So recently what I've been doing as part of the art, I feel, is creating a blog where I take photos over time of the work and put those up on the blog so you can see the sequence of what's happened to each painting.
Oh, that's great. So what is your blog?
What's my blog?
Yeah.
MarissaRosansky.com/blog.
Okay, so if you want to tweet us something, go to FaithWNPR, okay?
All right,
we'd like to see that, and we'll retweet it.
Wonderful.
That sounds cool. All right, thank you.
Great.
Good luck.
Thanks,
good
bye.
Luck. Yeah, keep
I
going.
I appreciate it.
Oh, no, I love to do it. Thank you. It's really fun for me. And having this pop-up gallery here on the show, besides our virtual studio tour, having a pop-up gallery is just a riot to me. So I'm just excited as I can be. Plus, I'm an art nut, so this is really especially fun for me. Alice Faith Middleton, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Alice. Go ahead.
Oh, it's a little hard to hear you all of a sudden, but I'll try.
I'm in
Fairfield, and I work out of my home. Actually, I've been working sitting outside on my porch, screened-in porch. It's beautiful, and I have a lot of space on the table. And what I've been doing is working on a black foam core board using cut paper. They're designs, which I get out of two books that I have of historic ornaments from medieval times, the Renaissance, from all over the world. They're tapestries, reprints of tapestries. I cut them up. I decide what color scheme I want. And then I arrange them, and I give thought to what I'm doing, but I don't really know how it's going to look when I get finished. And this is only one of the mediums that I work in.
Now, are you talking about collage?
Well, it's cut paper collage.
Mm-hmm.
It's just these tapestry images are cut up, and I use the pieces because I love the colors and the patterns, and I just rearrange them into an abstract.
And you do that dry?
I use, believe it or not, a glue stick, because I discovered when I used liquid glue that it buckled the paper. The glue stick doesn't, and then I use a rolling pin to make sure it's flat. And when I finish, I put a glaze over it. But I may also, as I've done in others, add buttons and sequins and things like that.
Oh, my God, that sounds so much fun. I feel like I wish I could drive to your studio in Fairfield right now and sit down in the chair next to you.
Unfortunately, I can't tweet because I have a computer, but I don't know how to do anything like tweeting.
Well, that's all right. So now when you put the glaze on top after the glue stick and you roll it so there's no crinkles, and then you put the glaze on, what's that glaze made of?
Either it's a glue glaze, one of the white glues, or I may use polyurethane.
And that's clear. It's clear enough.
Yeah, they dry clear. Yes. I also have done a lot of paper mache. I just love working with colors and patterns, and it's something that's easy to manipulate.
Oh, I love this. Thank you so much.
Well, I have to tell you, this is my birthday present to myself. Today's my birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
And someone told me about calling the show, and I decided that's a nice thing to do.
It is such a nice thing. And when you're looking out the porch right now in Fairfield, are you in the kind of downtown area, or are you out?
No, the house is on one of the nature preserves, of which we have a lot in Fairfield. So it just borders a small pond, which is not that small. Like I actually call it a lake. And it has trees all over and birds, and the deer go by once in a while, and the squirrels and the chipmunks. So It's very inspiring.
I was going to say, do you take inspiration from that in terms of your work in some way?
I have done photographs of the scene, which changes all the time. I've done a couple of paintings of it, but mostly I don't. I'm not a landscape painter. I have made paintings, but not of that.
Well, I remember a conductor saying to me once that he felt Murray Sidlins, some people will remember him from the New Haven Symphony Orchestra, and he said his philosophy was that everything goes into the work. No matter what you do. You
know, of course.
Watching cartoons, eating a pizza, he said everything.
We do is an expression of who we are, and that's why everyone has a different style, because everybody's a different person.
Yeah, I don't you love that? I love that. That's why I love to go to art shows.
I have to say also that I am on the curatorial committee for the Fairfield Kirshner Gallery, the Fairfield Library Kirshner Gallery.
Yeah.
A wonderful gallery.
Yes, I know that
and
gallery.
And I'm also vice president of the Fairfield County Art Association. And next week, instead of our regular meeting, in July, we always have what's called an ice cream social. And we use each other's homes, and I volunteered my home. So they're all coming here.
I'd make that your second birthday. If I were you. Hey, happy birthday, and thank you so much for calling the show. That was a gift to us. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. 203-776-WNPR. We've got a pop-up gallery going also. If you're someone who's a little bit internet savvy, digitally savvy, if you want to tweet us what you're working on or something you've just finished, please do at FaithWNPR, FaithWNPR, and we will retweet it to the world. We'd love to do that. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're waiting to hear from you, artists, about what's going on in your studio right now. It's a virtual tour for all of us, and we've got the pop-up gallery going, so stay with us. I'm Faith Middleton. Thank you so much for listening. A lot of fun on the show. This time we decided to do Faith Middleton Show Pop-Up Gallery. And so if you're an artist working in your studio on something or you just finished something, we say tweet it to us and we will retweet it. And then by tonight, we're going to have everybody's work up there in our little gallery, so our pop-up gallery. So the address is FaithWNPR, FaithWNPR. We want to hear from you about what's going on in your studio, what your process is like. So call us from your studio. This is our virtual tour here. Daishawn, thanks for calling 203-776-WNPR. Go ahead, Daishawn.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, good. Where are you?
I'm in Hartford.
Okay, that's where your studio is?
Yeah, I'm actually working in 1477 Park Street in Hartford, Connecticut. It's in Parkville section of Hartford.
Yeah, I know where that is. So what are you working on right now?
Right now, I just finished a campaign for the Monday Night Jazz. Series that takes place in Hartford, downtown Hartford.
Yeah. And when you say campaign, are you doing posters or?
Yeah, I'm an illustrator / graphic designer. And somehow they found my work interesting. And because I use a lot of organic hand drawing and artistry onto my design work. And they love that.
Are you drawing on, say, an iPad, or are you drawing on paper?
It all depends. If I'm traveling, I would take my iPad and stylus. But this time I took a more natural approach with pencil, ink, and markers.
Ooh, how fun. Oh, and are you able to be part of our pop-up gallery here on the show? And tweet us your poster for the Jazz Fest? That would be great.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I like to talk a little bit about my process, too.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know. They just see the finished end of some graphic design work, and a lot of people are not familiar with the process. So I like to kind of talk about that.
Well, yeah. I'm kind of curious about how it goes from paper. Does it end up on your computer so that you can manipulate? Or?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It starts on paper. Well, actually, it starts with the client. The client comes with a concept, and from that concept, I do a design brief. And within a design brief, I determine what approach I should take as far as the styling, the words, the conditions, the research, the layout, and the imagery.
Mm-hmm.
And I put those things together and just come up with a preliminary piece.
Wow, that's neat. I really love that. I can't wait to see what you're doing and what you did, what you chose for the Jazz Fest. Is there a particular artist in it, or is it more abstract?
The artwork itself is a illustration of a saxophone.
Yeah,
It actually started. It changed a little bit during the design process. It was actually an illustration of a woman in her lawn chair with multiple different types of textures in her dress, her hat, and actually even in lawn chair. And I take from everywhere. And that's the thing about graphic arts. You can take from anywhere and just make it your own, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this time around, kind of illustrated everything. And it came
great.
Out pretty well.
Hey, Daishawn, thank you so much for calling the show. And I will look in our pop-up gallery when you tweet us. I want to see what that looks like.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to share.
Okay. All right. Good luck to you.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. 203-776-WNPR. If you're listening, you wonder, you see art, you go to galleries, you see people, plein air painters painting, and you wonder, and isn't that fun when you can look over a shoulder and see how it's happening? And in a way, that's what we're doing here on the show. We're calling this Straight from the Studio, meaning your studio is an artist to ours, so you can describe your process, tell us what you're working on, where you are, what it's like in your studio, and
And then we've got the show's pop-up gallery. And by tonight, we'll have all the work up there. So really, really fun. And if you're listening, you're in the car, you haven't gotten a chance, you can't call right now, you know, tweet us anyway, and we'll post these. We'll put them up there in our gallery, okay? So because we know what it's like to be an artist. David, Faith Middleton, welcome to the show.
Hi, Faith. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Where are you? Where's your studio?
My studio is in Avon, Connecticut, near Collinsville. I'm a five-minute walk from Collinsville.
Okay. So you're kind of in the industrial zone over there, huh?
Well, it's a residential area. I have a large garage, and I'm standing in the back of the garage looking at my wood carvings.
Oh, what are you doing?
I make surrealistic, sort of automatic drawing-inspired wood carvings. I have a whole series of images called the Book of and my imagery is surreal. It's based on scribbling, and I derive images from that and then make carvings out of them. And I just had a show at the Art Walk Gallery in the Hartford Public Library, so if you go on that website, you could see an interview I had, and also I have a website, davidholzmanart.com.
Hey, now I want to understand this because this is fascinating. You scribble, and then that scribbling, if you start looking at it carefully, reveals some piece of that is an image, right? You spot it, and you say, "Oh, I like that."
Right, it's a universal human behavior. It goes back to Leonardo looking at graffiti on a wall 500 years ago. I mean, if you're laying on the grass looking at clouds, that's what you're doing. So the surrealists about 100 years ago started making it into a parlor game. And I've always loved art history, and so I learned it from them. And I turn it into wood carvings and paintings and woodcut prints.
And the wood carvings, are these large? Or?
Well, the one I'm working on now is about 4 feet high by about 3 feet wide. It's a couple inches thick.
Oh, David, you have got, can you tweet us a shot?
Oh, yeah.
This? All right,
sure.
You have to. Faith WNPR, FAITHWNPR. I want to see what piece of the scribble you decided to carve. That's because that's a good size. I really like to see that.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the wood? What kind of wood do you use?
I use basswood. Basswood is what's in carousel horses. It's a light hardwood. It's very wonderful to carve. Most of your wildfowl carvings are made out of basswood. I make woodcut prints from it also. I'm a printmaker. I have woodcut novels. Art Spiegelman put me in Raw a few years ago.
Wow.
Seeing that with Francois's movie. And, you know, it's just a wonderful, when I carve basswood, I'm in heaven.
Oh, that's so, what tone are we, talking about, like a honey tone in that wood?
Well, the basswood itself doesn't really have much character. It's a very, very light color, a very light beige color. The reason wood carvers like basswood is because it's even grain. There's very little inconsistency in the grain, so it makes carving it very expedient, very, very pleasurable to carve.
Did you go to school for this, or?
I learned carving on my own. I'm a teacher. I teach it. I teach at Simsbury High School and Central Connecticut State University, and so I teach people of all ages how to carve. But it's something that I learned myself, and you know, I took printmaking classes, and I just extrapolated some of that technique to sculpture.
Wow, I love that. Thank you so much, David. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for taking the call. I got the website.
Okay, it's okay, yes. And
davidholzmanart.com.
All right, and I can't wait to see your work at our pop-up gallery.
Great. Thanks.
Tweet away, mister. Thanks.
Yep.
203-776-WNPR. We've got a pop-up gallery going. You can tweet a picture of your work at Faith WNPR, F-A-I-T-H W-N-P-R. Isn't this why Open Studios so popular? People will, you know, you say there's an open studio in various cities around our region. People will go on trails, you know, and on buses and go from studio to studio because it is so much fun to see and fun to hear about, you know, this creative process at work. Sue, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks. I'm glad you're on the show, Sue. And where's your gallery? I mean, your studio.
I was the one that called you yesterday. I'm at the Farmington Valley Arts Center.
Is that where you do your work, or do you have a...
No, that's where I do my work. I worked at home for years and years and years, and then I came here to visit friends who were just making a studio. And there were some empty spaces, and they are so beautiful. And I have 35 paintings in my car that I just taken down from two shows, and I thought, you know, why am I going to drag this stuff home? Nobody's going to see it. So I took a studio, and I just love it. I've been working harder and longer and doing more work than I've done for years. So it's been really wonderful.
And is there some socializing, too, that you get a little human company from the other artists?
Yes. There are people down in the office that are there every day, and there are other artists that are my neighbors that I've made good friends. I've only been here 6 months. And we have people coming in from time to time to visit. Our studios are open.
Sue, do you tweet?
Pardon me?
Do you tweet?
I do tweet, and I'm on the thing with them now because I can't remember my password. You know how that goes. So I will send it. I'll send an image, and if I can't do it, I'll go down to my friends down the boardwalk.
Good, good, good. Yeah, tell them to join in, too. What the heck? All right. So it's Faith WNPR. Thanks, Sue. Thanks for calling. I'm glad you remembered.
Thanks so much.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is fun. Pop-up gallery on the Faith Middleton Show right now. We're hearing the virtual studio tour, asking you if you're an artist and you're in your studio. We don't care what your medium is. We just say, you know, call us and talk about it and tweet us a picture of what you just finished or what you've been working on or what you're working on right now. And you know, at the end of the show tonight, in the hours after the show, we're going to start posting it up in our pop-up gallery. Really, really fun. Bill, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Well, I'm a weaver, and I do weaving on a floor loom.
Where?
The particular work I do is pretty much on rugs. At this time, where I design and create one-of-a-kind throw rugs that are about 30 inches by about 48 inches long.
And are they abstract? Are they...
They tend to be geometric. I find my ideas just about anywhere and everywhere. And I always carry my iPhone. So if I get something and I'm looking at it and I say, oh, I could use that something, you know, work with that design and create a rug, then I'll snap a picture. And I typically sit using graph paper and a pencil to do my design out. I don't even think about color when I'm doing the design. And then once I get a design that looks workable, then I will start thinking about color for that particular rug.
And are these a flat weave? What are you weaving? What is it, wool or?
It's a blend. The yarns that I'm using are a blend of wool and alpaca. So they are double thickness of yarn. So it's a thick wool, it's a thick yarn typically, and then it's a double thickness, which means like if you were to step out of your bed on a cold winter morning, it would feel really nice and warm and soft under your feet.
Huh. And in your house, do you have these rugs all over?
I do not. The ones that I've made have sold very quickly, actually. I weave in Hartford. I live in Cheshire, but I weave in Hartford at the Hartford Artisans Weaving Center.
Oh.
And this is a center where it's a nonprofit, and everybody there is a weaver. And part of the criteria for being a weaver at the center is you are either 55 and older or you are blind. And so we have about one-third of our weavers are either blind or have significant visual impairment. And we also currently have an exhibit at the Hartford Library downtown on the third floor. And we've done this on prior years as well. So we have a variety of works that are being done at the different artisans in the center. There are probably about three of us who typically work on rugs all the time. Other people are doing other kinds of things like scarves and runners and placemats and stuff like that.
Bill, did you say that there are some people who are totally blind?
Yes.
And how are what's the process like for them? How are they doing this?
They do the weaving portion of the process, and we have as many volunteers as we have artisans. So there are a number of elements in setting up a loom that really need to be done by a sighted person. So the winding of the warp, for example, or the designings of the various projects that are being done, and also threading the loom and dressing the loom and tying it on are all part of the process done by volunteers.
So,
and then the weaver, the individuals who are impaired visually, then are able to work on a given project. And I have to tell you, they are amazing.
Really?
You know, sometimes I will assist with a visually impaired person, and they're telling me that there's a mistake, and I'm saying, I don't see a mistake. And they will say, no, really, there's a mistake. And then I discover, yes, they were right. There is an error there, and that needed to be fixed, which they were faster to find than I was.
Huh. I cannot tell you how much I want to see this. So, here's the thing I want to invite you to do. Would you, if you tweet, if you would tweet us a shot of one of your rugs, I would be so appreciative. It's Faith WNPR. And when you go to the Weaving Center, please invite any and all to tweet stuff over, and because we'd love to see this.
Well, I don't tweet, unfortunately.
Okay. If you have a friend who does,
I will have to investigate that because I'll be at the center tomorrow.
All right. There are going to be a ton of people there who can do it. So,
yeah.
And then it's just a quick shot and then sent over. So please do, because I'd like to see all of this.
Oh, it's incredible the things that are being made at the Artisan Center. And
we want to put all that work in our pop-up gallery.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. So just remember the tweet address. It's Faith WNPR, F-A-I-T-H W-N-P-R.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
All right.
Take care. Please jump in. Join our virtual studio tour here on the show. Become a part of our pop-up Faith Middleton Show gallery at Faith WNPR. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more stories. More artists. Our gallery is raging right now. It's so much fun. Stay with us. Thanks to you for listening, and to our talented team, producers Lori Mack and Jonathan McNichol. We have a virtual studio tour going on the show, but whether you're able to get through or not, we invite you, of course, to be part of our show's pop-up gallery. Just go tweet us at a piece of your work, what you're working on now or have maybe just recently completed. Just go to Faith WNPR. Tweet us there, and we're going to create a whole gallery so you can see the stream now, but we're going to have those up in a gallery for people to look at. So they're already flowing in. This is amazing. It's really so much fun for me. Ellen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Faith.
Hi, Ellen. Go ahead.
I'm an artist, and I have a studio in Cheshire, Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
And I'm working right now on silk aquatint monoprints.
Silk aquatint monoprints.
Right. I thought you'd be interested.
I am. What does that mean?
Well, I'm working. It's a print process, and I'm actually work at the presses at the Creative Arts Workshop. And I've been working with Barbara Harder, who is a great teacher there.
Are you printing on silk? Is that what that means?
Well, the silk is adhered to a plexiglass, and then a drawing is done on top of that, and the silk helps the ink adhere to the plate, and paper is put on top of it, a printing paper, and it's put through a beautiful bed press, and when it comes through, the pressure of the press forces the ink onto the paper.
And what's the role of the silk in this? What does the silk do?
It's just a way of giving some kind of texture and makes the ink adhere to the surface, which is rather quite smooth. You can print on anything, but you can draw on anything and put and ink it and put it through a press. And in this case, back tomorrow, I'm going into a class, and she's going to help me prepare another plexiglass plate with silk, because you keep using the same plate over and over. I've been using two plates for 3 years now.
And the inks, these are inks you use, right? Or are they inks?
Yes, they're printing inks. In fact, I use water-based. A lot of people use an oil-based, but I like the... I'm originally a watercolorist, and so I like the water ink, you know, the basis of it.
Do inks mix together to make different colors?
Yes.
So just like oil paint or acrylics, huh?
Right.
Wow,
right.
Very interesting.
Yeah, and then you pull a print, you pull back the paper, and voila, it's magic. You have a print, and afterwards I like to work on it some more. I like to embellish it with watercolor and a water-based pencil. Because, as I said originally,
Wow, what does this look like? Now you have got, even if you, I don't know whether you can tweet or not tweet.
I heard that other guy from Cheshire.
Go over there to the Creative Arts Workshop, and you're going to find a zillion people who can help you do that. You just take one of your pieces,
okay,
and they'll tweet it right over to us at FaithWNPR.
An exhibition of all of these works here in Cheshire at the Funky Monkey Cafe and Gallery.
Well, that's a place to go.
You
just have to do a show there. I mean, you know,
right.
I mean, why?
So that's
it's
going to be
perfect.
In August.
Good.
And,
good for you, Ellen.
Send you a card.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks very much. Really appreciate it. And don't forget the address, FaithWNPR. Okay. Thanks, Ellen.
Okay. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. So we're talking about... The sort of conscious plan is what I hear, and then the unconscious, the amount that we can control and the amount we can control. You're hearing from people who have a real range there in terms of technique, where, you know, for instance, if you're a potter, we haven't heard from any potters yet, but if you're a potter, there's a certain amount that's in your control, but there is this whole other thing so out of your control. You just do not know what is going to come out of the kiln. You can have the best of intentions, or you think it's going to go this way, and then something else happens that's either can range from disappointing or crushing all the way to, this is fantastic, I have to do this again. And then you try and try and try. The whole process of this is just amazing to me to hear about this. Nina Faith Middleton, welcome to the show.
Hi, Faith.
Hi, Nina.
I'm a working artist, and I'm also the owner of Studio N111, an art school in downtown Hartford that's growing, and I've been downtown for 2 years now.
And is that where you do your own work?
Yeah, I do my own work out of there. We teach classes and workshops. We do community programming.
What's your work?
My personal work, I work in India ink and kind of paperscapes. The biggest series I'm working on right now is a figurative series. They're 5 feet by 3 feet, and they are studies of women kind of doing nudes, semi-nudes, and they're done on vellum, so they're hung within a space, and the studies I do are of women kind of doing all of the things that we do in our private moments in the bathroom, or as we're aging, or as our bodies are changing, or those little moments of just self-acknowledgement of, oh, that's new. And as we change and grow and develop and kind of accept ourselves through all of those moments.
Mm-hmm.
So so each study is of a different subject. So the different models I have are just from all over the spectrum, different ages, different body types, different ethnicities. And we have an interview process where I sit and we talk, and they do some sittings with me. And so it's a combination of life drawing and work from photos during those sittings.
Oh, good. Wow, thank you so much. Well, feel free to tweet us and be part of our pop-up gallery.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Anne. You take care. Really fun. Really, really, really interesting. 203-776-WNPR. If you're just joining us and you hear this talk about the pop-up gallery, we're doing a kind of virtual studio tour on the show, inviting artists to call from the studio and tell us what you're working on, what that's like, is it going the way you want it to go, the surprise of it, you know, all the whole thing. And at the same time, if you can't get through or you can get through, we decided we're going to have a pop-up gallery on the show. And by tonight, we'll have it all up there in an actual gallery and online. And you can tweet us right now or whenever you can get to it at Faith WNPR. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Faith. I'm a longtime listener and also a practicing artist, and I teach at Lyme Academy, College of Fine Arts.
Oh, yes. Okay. So what, do you teach painting?
I do.
Uh-huh. And what do you work on yourself?
I'm a painter mainly. I draw a lot as well, a little bit of printmaking. My works are generally, some of them are very narrative stories that are often inspired by dreams that I have.
And when you wake up in the morning, do you jot them down?
Sometimes. Sometimes, but usually it's a result of a dream that I can't shake. A way to exercise them is to put the story into a visual.
So recurring dreams?
Sometimes recurring dreams, but usually it's a very strong, vivid dream that makes little sense, but they turn into... you know, when I process through it, I'm sure I'm adding some of my opinions as well. It turns into sort of an interesting story. An artist that I go back to time after time is Peter Bruegel, the Elder, if you know his work.
Yeah.
So it's sort of a cacophony of events happening in these things.
So it has to be a really intense, powerful, one of those iconic dreams, it sounds like.
Yes, and one of those dreams that keep on weaving their ways into your daily consciousness.
So is there a quality of mystery about these?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. There's it's more evoking the questions than telling a linear tale.
And do you understand anything about the dreams in recreating them?
A little bit, I think. Yeah.
So interesting. Can you tweet?
No.
Okay. Can you get someone to tweet for you? I'm sure you can.
I might.
Of course you can. I have to see this. Now you owe this to me. I want to see what this looks like. I want to see what
the
dreams are like.
On.
Yeah. Oh, it's so easy. Just go.
Yeah. I'll probably Google how to tweet.
Or just go to a young whippersnapper and.
That's true.
Or just you go to the school in the next week or so and the academy and say to somebody, "Hey, I want to tweet one of my pieces over to our pop-up gallery on the Faith Middleton Show," and it's Faith WNPR.
Yeah, I did write it down, so
good.
I have that, but I want to let you know that I have a show up at the moment at Six Summit Gallery in Ivoryton, right next to the Ivoryton Playhouse.
In Connecticut. Good. Okay, good for you. Thank you so much, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Really great to hear from you in that description.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
203-776-9677, or easy way, 203-776-WNPR. Deborah. Faith Middleton, welcome to the show.
Hi. I had to turn off the loud air conditioner.
In your studio, no doubt.
I'm in my studio.
It must be in your studio. Where is that studio?
I'm at the Farmington Valley Arts Center.
Oh, you're there. Okay.
I've been here since October. And
so what are you working on?
I'm working on 5 things at the moment. I've just come off of a show, off of a craft show, so I had to put my gallery, I have a mini gallery here, and I put the whole gallery back together, you know, whatever I didn't sell, and I put the paintings up, and I'm also getting ready for another show here that we're having. It's called Words and Birds.
I heard about that. So yeah, you have five pieces going right now?
No, I have five things going. I'm unpacking, putting my...
Yeah, are you working on something?
I'm framing my word art for the show. And so, I just brought from home, I was doing a collage. I was working on a collage, and I've just put that in the front gallery. I just finished that. I try to make art, like, every day.
You do?
Yeah, I'm a licensed artist, so I have to... It's sort of renting your art, and I work with a company called World Art Group,
so,
and they take my work, and they make prints and that kind of thing out of the originals, and then you get royalties, and, you know, it's hard making money as an artist, so I'm trying to do as much as I can.
When you say to me that you try to make art every day...
Yeah.
What happened? I know you're doing that for commercial reasons, but what happens? Does something happen to you if you don't make art for a long time?
Oh God, yeah.
What happens?
I love being an artist. I get cranky, you know. I don't know. It's like breathing, you know. It's definitely a relationship that I have making art.
I'm trying to also get at, if you take a break, is there anything that you can feel happening in the restful moments?
If I take a break from making art, I don't think I have.
Always
making something, whether I'm sewing or painting or printmaking or lettering or, if the kids are involved, then I'm making art with them.
I'm trying to get at. I have had, had stretches where I'm off for an extended period of time, you know, more than a few days. And that just feels good, of course. But when I come back, I have these thoughts, or during the time when I'm, you know, quote unquote, not working, which is kind of impossible, but I'm supposedly not working. I have sometimes these perceptions, and I think, I don't think I would have thought of that if I hadn't stopped. It's just something that I think that it almost feels as if I've made room for.
Maybe I don't want to admit that I ever stop. I don't know. It's just who I am. It's part of me. I mean, my family may not like it, but I think sometimes it actually comes first in my head. You know, I try to rearrange everything around making art, and I know my husband's listening. He was trying to call me. I could tell.
Okay. No judgments on this end. As long as you're happy, that's what we.
Yeah.
You're living a passionate life. Good for you. Thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
All right. Good luck. Tweet us something for our pop up gallery.
Good. Like
over there. Nice. I can't wait to see. All right, my friend.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Bye. Here's what we're doing. We've got the show has this pop up gallery. We just said let's have artists tweet. So if you didn't get through, that's okay. If you can't do it today and you want to do it tomorrow and the days ahead because you don't know how to tweet, ask a friend who does it. We want to see your work. We love this. And then we're going to put them there, kind of install them, and we're going to have Faith Middleton Show Gallery. How about that? Pop-up. Love it. Here's the address, FaithWNPR. That's where you can tweet us. And again, don't stress if you can't do it. Somebody will help you, and then suddenly you'll know how to do it. It's as simple as can be. FaithWNPR. Thank you so much for listening. As always, this show is about the richness of life. I can't wait to see our gallery. Find the books, people, great recipes, value wines that we feature right now at WNPR.org or foodschmooze.org. Click on programs. In New Haven, I'm Faith Middleton.